is now time for the show, Bayesian Rhythm and Rhyme, with a special guest host tonight who goes by the name of Cher Antoinette, the synergy of life and art. She's a forensic scientist, visual artist, and writer, and Cher Antoinette is a multifaceted and commenced her artistic journey in 2014, where she decided to let her work speak to her life. A self-taught emerging artist from Barbados, her artwork is diverse and quite different to that on the local scene. Cher Antoinette's studio was opened in August 2017 and showcases the artist's belief in the synergy of life and art. Her media and style of choice are alcohol inks, watercolor, acrylics, acrylic fluid art, and mixed media expressions. Most recently, she has ventured into modern pointillism and hard-edge abstract art, as well as using her fluid art in the creation of functional art. The studio is also home to Citoyen Wearable Art, a jewelry line that showcases her acrylic fluid art. And each piece is one of a kind and brings art to the average person in affordable form. The pieces are also enhanced with healing crystals such as amethyst, hematite, and black onyx. The love of science drew the artist to acrylic fluid art, as this medium truly expresses the chemical and physical interactions of the paint. Over the years, Cher has developed techniques using substitute chemicals and paints, as availability of commonly used materials proved to be difficult to acquire or just prohibitive in price. The resulting unique images can be seen in the collection Flow Artistry by Cher. Cher Antoinette is a nationally awarded visual artist, writer, and poet. And for me, I can tell you, she loves, and I mean loves, dark chocolate. Ladies and gentlemen, here is Cher Antoinette.
Good evening, everyone. Ollie, you didn't. You had to.
I had to.
Oh, God.
I told you I was going to.
Yeah, I know. Okay, welcome, Barbados. Hello. Welcome to Bayesian Rhythm and Rhyme. And I am your host for the evening. As Ollie said, my name is Cher Antoinette. I am here because good old Sluggy Dan is on another assignment, and LaShawna is taking a well-deserved vacation today. But she says that she's going to dial in later on in the evening. I guess this is what, you know, WhatsApp and so on can do for you. Mm-hmm. So what I want to do this evening, we have two special guests in the studio, and we have Kelly Cadogan, beautiful songstress, and we also have her colleague Ema from the London College of Music. And we are going to wrap a little bit with them. But before we go into that, I kind of want to put Ollie on the spot, because it's like, you know, I need to be here as well to plug the new venture of Poetry, mm-hmm. P-O-E-T-R-E-E, Barbados. And this is an exercise where we are looking to try to get more of the spoken word artists and creatives all in the same space. The artists, the creatives, the supporters, the sponsors, we're looking to get everybody in the same space so that we can then look to have more opportunities for the artists as it relates to exposure and also hopefully some bookings for them. Because the thing is that in Barbados at the moment, there are a few names that are established that everybody knows. But the younger ones that are coming up, we want to be able to give them a stage, literally give them a stage. And this is what has happened over the last two shows. We had our first show, which was at Sage Bar. Boy, that was something else. I'm not sure if you were there, Ollie,
No,
but that was our first show. It's a leap year. It was on the 29th of February. Wow. We sold out the place. It was over 200 people in that space. We had to turn people back at the door. And it was absolutely, absolutely brilliant. And so then we moved on from there. And we said, well, okay, you know, like, we know we got to get a larger space now, because we don't really want to be turning back anybody at the door. And after some discussions and some alliances that we have, we were very pleased that for the next event, which happened to be World Poetry Day, for the next event, which was in March. I think it was March 26. Mm-hmm. I probably got the date wrong, but anyway, it's the World Poetry Day that was in March. Cricket Legends came forward and proposed to be our title sponsors. Mm-hmm. So that was just phenomenal for us. We got a larger space, and they're working with us very closely. And we also have a number of other sponsors, but I will speak about them further on down in the show, because we know we want to get to Kelly and Ema. But I just want to say that from the bottom of my heart and from the bottom of the hearts of all of the members of the executive, and the executive comprises of LaShawna, who her stage name is Melanin Drops. We have Akeem, who y'all know as Stoned with Cupid. And we'll talk about some of the things that went viral where they're concerned. And we also have Deo, the poet, and he was our headliner for our first show. And there is Zoe Sunshine, a brilliant vocalist. And, you know, like, she started the show and everybody was, this was just being more than just soothed. It was like you saw all the heads bopping, and it was absolutely brilliant. So we're definitely bringing her back for the next one. And then there's me. Yes, you know, yes. Kind of just slid in there, you know. You know, so we as the executive, we want to say publicly the deepest gratitude that we have to the Barbadian public, to all of our supporters, all of our sponsors, because we couldn't have done it without you. I mean, yeah, we could have been up on a stage to an empty set of chairs. Yeah. We still would have done our thing, you know, but we couldn't have done it without you. And we hope that you will continue to support us and give us that. Give not only us, but the other artists the opportunity and the validation to keep moving and developing their craft. Yeah? So that's my initial spiel. And what else you got to say, Ollie?
Well, I just wanted you to remind me, what was the name of your piece that you did that night? Can you tell me? Just remind me the name.
You know, I was warned not to laugh too hard.
I just want to know, what's the name of the piece that you did that
Which
night?
Which one, Ollie?
The first one about the dark chocolate.
Oh, you're telling everybody it's dark chocolate? No, yes, okay. Well, it's called Delectable.
Delectable.
This is a family show, remember, Ollie?
That's right. I'm behaving, are you?
Trying.
Okay.
Trying.
Proceed, ma'am.
Okay, all right, let me catch myself. Right, so let's now invite our guests who are in the studio who are sitting there giggling at me. Right, we have Kelly Cadogan, and her friend and, business associate, Ema. So before I let them jump in and tell us about themselves, I want to just kind of give you an introduction as to who they are and why it's important for them to be here this evening. So let's talk about Kelly first. Kelly Cadogan, most of you in Barbados would know her name. You probably have heard her music, and we will listen to a little bit of that as we move through the hour. Today, but she is born and first raised in Brereton Village in St. Philip. She's a Philippine. And you know how it is, what they say. That's a whole other country by itself. Right? So, yes. Gosh, you can hear the phone calls coming in, all right? Anyway. But Kelly is an inspirational singer and songwriter, and she has a very expressive vocal ability and vocal tone. And I can attest to that because I actually listened to some of her music before I came here this evening. And as I told her earlier, she has a heavenly voice. Or what we would imagine a heavenly voice to sound like, you know. And her ability to communicate, connect, and deliver with audiences with her preferred genres of jazz, R&B, and gospel blends very well with her singer and songwriting skills. She acquired the associate degree in music and theater arts at the Barbados Community College And this was the birthing ground for the start of Kelly's artistic career. She's been a voice tutor in the music department for over 10 years and considers it a part of her give back initiative to the development of trained singers in Barbados. And Kelly also read for her BA in theater arts in Trinidad and has been using her abilities in the field of theater to revolutionize her live performance and her recording work, recorded works, which, yes, I did take a sneak peek of that too, but, you know, put in her name, Kelly Cadogan, YouTube, and you'll see what I'm talking about. And she's released two albums. The first one was The Nearness of You, which is a jazz album. And the second one is Believe, which is an R&B and jazz album. And the combination of the two genres of music says a lot about who she is as an artist. And after we speak a little this evening, you'll get to know a little bit more about her, not from just what I am telling you. You'll get it firsthand from the vocal goddess. That's what I've just dubbed you, so get accustomed to it. Right. So,
yes, ma'am. Right.
Her most recent album has been a vulnerable and a very unique presentation and truly merges her theatrical and musical influences. Her third album, which is called Intimate Journey, is a compilation of the songs that she released in 2021 to 2022. And I am fairly sure that coming off of COVID, you know, there would probably have been a lot of very emotional and you know, significant moments in the compilation of the songs for that particular journey. And you can tell us a little bit about that if you can. Now, Kelly has also established a business in Barbados called East Point Productions, and this was in 2009. And this is a vocal development company, East Point Productions. It's offering a range of services customized to educate, entertain, and inspire life through voice. See, English language, LIVE. Mm-hmm. Determine how you can pronounce it in context. Anywho, that's the end of the class for today. So, East Point Productions, Inc. is also the authorized center for, and here we go, the London College of Music Examinations in Barbados. And this is why our wonderful friend, who I have been chatting with for like 15 minutes before we were going to start, actually we were kind of cracking
non-stop
up with laughter. Pardon?
No, chatting nonstop. Please
continue. Yeah. You had to interject there, Ollie. Yeah, right. Yeah. Ema, and she is a member of the London College of Music, the examinations protocol there, and she's going to tell us a bit about herself as well. So, let me also do the proper introduction of Ema, and then we will start our little dialogue. Right, so Ema McParland, yes, I pronounced it correctly. She has her honors degree in music from Trinity College of Music in London, and a diploma on the piano and a diploma in classical singing. However, she chose to embark on a career in contemporary commercial music. I don't know if I am correct in saying that is in relation to like the jingles and so on that you have for businesses and companies. And because, you know, we hear these things, they're catchy. We keep them in our heads. And I don't think many of us wonder how they've come to being. Yeah. So maybe that's a little insight you can give us as well, too. Yeah. Right. Her teaching career started while at Trinity College of Music as a deputy piano teacher in the junior department, and she moved on to teach vocals at Brighton Institute of Modern Music. She's also the head of vocals and established the vocal department at the Institute of Contemporary Music Performance, and this is in Britain, yes?
London.
And there she formed a highly talented and experienced vocal team. While there, she wrote the degree course for the higher diploma course for vocalists, and some past students that have gone on to work as artists, oh my goodness, now I'm seeing this. Well.
Yeah.
Okay, let's just say this sentence from the beginning. Some past students who have gone on to work for artists, and some of these artists that they've worked for are Dua Lipa, Soul to Soul, Ellie Goulding, just to drop a few names. She's also taught and coached vocals on a vocal coach and MD for the Disney UK TV channel. And she wrote the highly successful pop music vocal syllabus. I mean, you know, I could sit here and I can go on and I can keep reading and I can keep reading, but it is evident that we are in the presence of two very, very accomplished women who the energy that's coming off of them and the positive aura that's coming off of them, I am just going to sit here, you know, and let it wash all over me. You know, because, you know, Ollie and I had a word earlier, pronoia. Mm-hmm.
Pronoia.
There we go. Go Google it. Go look it up, people. You'll understand what we're talking about, right? And now I would like to bring to the microphone Kelly and Ema.
Yay! Applause.
Hi, ladies. How are y'all doing this afternoon?
Good.
Really, that was a marvelous build-up. I don't know what to say.
Well, I'll give you 10 seconds to catch your breath, you know, so I can ask the first question. Right. So, for either one of you, tell us what is the London College of Music.
Okay. So, thanks so much for having us, first of all. Really, really appreciate you guys having us today. So I just want to share a bit about London College of Music Examinations. It's an international exam board. It offers qualifications in contemporary, classical, traditional music, drama, communication, spoken English, early learning, and even creative media. And the exams are available through, there's a global network of in-person exams, mm-hmm. or exam centers, mm-hmm. as well as via digital or a digital platform,
right,
which offers both online and recorded assessment options. Okay. So that was a mouthful, but it's an examination, international examination board offering qualifications in a wide range of examinations that are structured, they're mm-hmm. innovative, and they're approved. And that's really important.
That's very important because we know that there are a lot of offers that are on,
Yes.
And it's not that you're trying to prevent people or dissuade them mm-hmm. from exploring, but, you know, if you're really looking to venture into an area and possibly embrace it as a possible career,
yes.
or stepping stone, it is very, very important to do your fact checking, do your yep. background checks. And if an institution can show that they're accredited, that is even a better
yes.
situation for you, okay. especially if you can do part of the training or learning online,
yeah.
because we know the financial, you know, some of these financial challenges that people would have.
Mm-hmm.
And then that kind of just dashes them from the get-go, and they then drop everything. And it's only like when they get to my age, keep quiet over there on the other side of the table.
22, 23?
Thank you. Yes, of course. You know, then decide, oh, well, I coulda, shoulda, woulda done that before.
Yes.
You know, not that it's too late, mm-hmm. but at least it is good to know that we do have the facilities out
Correct.
There that, you know, are straight line, narrow, and can give you the help you meet the objective that you want to meet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So tell us what the history or the link between the College of Music and Barbados is.
Okay, so I'm a singer by profession,
mm-hmm.
and I'm also a vocal trainer and coach as well. And maybe 10, maybe 15 years ago or
mm-hmm.
so, I was introduced by a coach I had in Trinidad,
mm-hmm.
and I was very interested in taking examinations, and I didn't want to go the classical route.
Mm-hmm.
And I was asking, do you know of any type of like body that has an offering for contemporary singing, like contemporary
yeah.
exams? And he said, he's talked to me about London College of Music. I had never heard about London College of Music exams.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, fast forward, took the information. At that time, we did not have Instagram. We did not have YouTube.
We didn't have,
Google. We didn't have a lot of stuff.
We didn't have a lot.
Right? Very basic stuff. So it's kind of like you take a note, you make a note of it mentally as well. But I came back to Barbados after studying in Trinidad. I did my degree in theater in Trinidad. And I came back and people were asking me about teaching people to sing. And I am very aware, or at that point was very aware through a lot of study that I was doing, that because you can sing doesn't mean that you can teach people how to sing.
This is true.
So I come to a point where I didn't think I was ready to teach people how to sing. I was still developing as an artist as well too. But when I came to the point where I believed I was at that point to do so, I was having these classes, you know, one-on-one classes, and very exciting. And a student asked me, so what am I going to get at the end of this, you know, all this time I'm to work?
Yeah.
And I said, a showcase, a vocal showcase. We're going to do like a recital and you're going to perform. And I then realized, you know, Kelly, you got to do better than this.
Yeah.
You have to put yourself in the shoe of the student. You know, I wanted then that conversation about London College came back to me.
Right.
And I had no idea what any of the process would have been in terms of, okay, what did it look like? So I remember sending an email to London to ask, you know, what's the process? What do I have to
do? What's the format?
To become, to offer exams in Barbados.
Yes.
And they pretty much, it was like, send us your information. We don't have anybody representing us in Barbados. We'll love it. Send your qualifications. I shared all my qualifications. And they said, when you're ready, let us know.
Awesome.
It took me a little while, though, before I was ready. But when we first did it, I'm sharing this because I think it's important. We hear where things are in some ways in terms of the process, but the beginning is important. One of the things that I did before I actually brought these exams to Barbados is that I invested time and money, and I went to London to take these exams for myself. Because if I was going to represent a body, I need to make sure first that it sits right in terms of what they're offering. Do I believe in what it is that they're offering? Is it going to actually add value to what I want to bring to people?
And you could then, you know, inform your students of your experience.
Correct.
It's firsthand.
Correct.
It's not just third party.
Correct.
Yeah.
So I went up to London and I did my diploma in teaching. And then I also did my ELCM in performance. So then I was able to have an idea of what this process was. 2 years later, after I came back, I did. I started offering classes, and I was able then to say, okay, hey, you can come and do these voice training, East Point Productions Inc. And at the end of it, we're going to do exams. And first, people were like, exams? Like, people just do voice exams?
But they did ask what they were going to get.
Yes, they did. So the entire trajectory started there. Our relationship with London College of Music started there, starting with the chief examiner. At the time, John Howard, he was coming to Barbados regularly to do our private examinations. And the relationship has continued from then. So here we are now, fast forward. And since COVID, we've just, we were still doing exams during COVID, though, via digital. But now we've all returned to face-to-face. And this is our first weekend, our first day, because we just came back from exams. Of doing face-to-face examinations.
Oh,
so that's a little bit of the history of that.
Well, that's brilliant. So Ema, what I'd like to hear from you now, from the London perspective, about your involvement, not only at the London College of Music, but your involvement with Barbados and Kelly as it relates to this program.
Okay, so my qualifications are in teaching and in performing as well. And I joined the examining team at the London College of Music, bringing all my skills. I've just got quite a few skills. I play the piano, I play the violin, I play the flute. My whole childhood was music, basically.
Wonderful.
So a few years ago, I left London and just decided to, the teaching that you were talking about, where my students have gone on under great things, I kind of walked away from that because I was a little bit tired. I think I was a bit burnt out, and I thought, but I still want to be involved in education. I still want to do something. And one of my friends worked at the University of West London, because the London College of Music is backed by the University of West London.
Okay.
So when we say it's accredited, it is fully accredited.
Fully accredited.
You know,
that's good to know.
There's actual levels that we have to hit and measures that we have to hit.
Mm-hmm.
And said, why don't you do some examining? That puts you back in the mix of dealing with students and working with them. So I became an examiner for the London College of Music, and I've been doing it for quite a while now, and I'm a senior examiner. And when Kelly mentioned about starting exams back up here in Barbados, one of the chief examiner now, Ben, he messaged me and said, Ema, will you go out to Barbados? Now, I hadn't met Kelly before, and I had a Zoom conversation with Kelly a couple of weeks ago, and I was thinking, oh, my word, I know nobody. I know nothing. I'm sorry, I don't. You know, I've never travelled this far before. Gosh, oh, isn't that stupid?
Really?
Wow. So Kelly's face came up on Zoom, and I immediately thought, it's going to be fine.
It's going to be fine.
It's going to be fine. She smiled, and I thought, okay, this is going to be good.
Didn't I say about aura before?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. All right.
Absolutely. All right. And I swear we haven't stopped chatting and laughing since we met, although we have been professional with the exams. I was professional then, okay?
Good.
But,
that's comforting.
Yeah. But so I've turned up here and I'm doing some exams. I did exams today. I'm doing some live face-to-face exams tomorrow, which is super exciting. The students are really excited. And actually, I'm going to jump ahead a little bit, because I think you must probably ask, why are LCM exams good? And I think it's because we try and make the experience good for the students.
Okay.
You know, you mentioned before about them leaving and wanting to learn more and getting involved.
Yes.
And that's one of our big goals, is to make sure every student walks out of the door after their exam thinking, I want to do the next one. I want to learn more. I want to progress.
In hearing you speak, I would like to, if you can just kind of tell us a little bit of the age group, you know, like when people hear student, they always think only the young'uns. So if you can give us some idea as to what sort of age range, or if there is a limit at all,
to start off, we offer exams called early learning, which is literally with TOTS. You know, you're talking about four.
Mm-hmm.
And what those exams are, to get them to walk into a room and start a little conversation. Nothing much. It's just for children to try and build up a little bit of confidence. A little bit of presentation.
Yes.
And on the flip side of that, I had two wonderful gentlemen. I won't mention the names. I've remembered the names because they were fabulous. Mature gentlemen came and did their grade exams on acoustic guitar today. They were fabulous. They were fairly mature, and they were wonderful. I had a great time with them.
I think that kind of proves the point. That's never too late
to
pursue your ambitions.
Well,
it's
these
never,
two
never
guys said, in fact, I've had three today, haven't I? One of them was doing grade 8 singing, and the two gentlemen have taken up the guitar since retirement.
They retired.
They've started guitar, and they were doing their grade exams. They were both of them were a little bit nervous.
That's understandable.
But being an examiner, that's actually written into the exam. You know it's going to happen. So you know, we just sit there and smile. You know, and the chap who did his grade 8 singing knocked spots off it. He was wonderful. He said, it's something he hid. He hid it years ago, and he's got to a point in his life where it can come out. And oh gosh. He even changed outfits. I was thrilled for one of the songs.
So you had
a full performance.
Yes.
Oh,
full performance.
It was so exciting. So there's no age range. There's no limits, should I say.
Good for him.
Brilliant. Yeah.
Okay, all right. So just to continue a little bit more on your, as it relates to your format, what type of exams, if you just want to give us a little bit more detail about that, and how persons who are listening could, you know, initiate their, let you know of their interest in the exams and what process they have to follow. If you can tell us that quickly before we move forward.
Sure, we have, there are a range of exams. So what East Point Productions, what we will do, we facilitate the examination in terms of you getting the exam. So in terms of your training, it's pretty much up to the individual to seek out, you know, a guitar or a guitar tutor. Let me just shout out to Richard School of Music because they had their exams today.
Okay.
So a music school, whatever instrument you're interested in,
mm-hmm.
If you find that person that can prepare you, maybe they may not be offering London College of Music examinations as a goal. You can say, hey, I would love to study with you, but, you know, I really want to take exams as well, mm-hmm. too. Mm-hmm. So have you considered London College of Music examinations? Contact Kelly Cadogan at East Point Productions, Inc.
There we go.
So, you know,
did everybody hear that? Kelly Cadogan at East Point Productions, Inc.
So we're on Instagram. We're on Facebook. You just find Kelly, East Point Productions on any of those platforms. You can also send us an email at eastpointproexams@gmail.com. I'll repeat it again. eastpointproexams@gmail.com if you want to get any information about London College of Music examinations, because even if we may not, because our specialty for East Point in terms of, because I'm a vocal coach,
yes,
I would do voice if people are interested in exams and they want to do singing exams, you know, we can help you in that area.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have any other instrument you want but you don't know where to go,
yes,
connect with us and we will be able to say, hey, because we have connections with BCC, there are tutors that we work with all the time. So there are people in Barbados that can help you to get to the level that you want to get to.
And I just want to say, a little birdie told me, well, I don't think the birdie was that small, but it did mention that you were their vocal coach. This is a birdie that's not in the studio today, but
yes.
We were told that, I was told that you were their vocal coach.
Yes, so I'm a private coach at BCC.
BCC, yes.
And Kevin, well, you guys know him as Sluggy. So Sluggy came to BCC and he was my private, one of my private students. Listen, he was very good. When I talk about putting the work, where we started and where he ended up, he started at knowing not a lot. He just had a very, you know, I could sing well.
Mm-hmm.
Once we finished that 2 years, he was doing grade 7 London College of Music exams.
Yay.
And he still has a gift at my office that he has not come for yet. I was
you
gonna
heard
bring
that,
it. He's not come for it. He had his graduation glass. He hasn't come for it yet. Please pick it up from my office.
It's taking up space. It's taking up space.
Yes, so he did. He did his exam, his grade 8 exam in pop music vocals.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we have a lot more. Buggy Nakente did his grade 2 years ago.
Wonderful.
You know, so he went through that process.
You're telling us a few secrets that Barbadian public doesn't know. So you understand, people, that, you know, like, you see these artists up there, mm-hmm. you know, and you see them performing and you think, yeah, you know, this is cool, this is hip, this is, you know, this is, not mm-hmm. I'm saying it's one-nighter, mm-hmm. but I think a lot of the times, the general public don't understand what the artists have had to go
yes,
through
yes.
to get to that level of professionalism, mm-hmm. because it's never really spoken about
no.
Like that.
Yes.
You know, so I really am very, very pleased that you ladies are here.
Yeah.
And I think what you have said has kind of put a lot of it in perspective for people's dreams.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes.
You know, you're never too old. As I said, props to the guy who did it on retirement. I
yes.
had him
yes.
for my next year, so
yes.
a tone deaf, but don't worry about that part. I'll do something else artistic.
Well, funny enough, to interject there for a little bit, a couple of things though. The first thing is that people hear about music and they think about voice, et cetera. But the
mm-hmm.
beautiful thing about London College of Music is diverse.
Mm-hmm.
You could have a band,
mm-hmm.
you could be an ensemble, you could be a choir, you could be an orchestra. All of these exams
Brilliant.
Are available through London College of Music.
That
so if
great.
You connect with us, we will be able to give you all the necessary information.
Mm-hmm.
And there's also room for you too, because we're going to be introducing in the very near future the drama section of the exams.
And you think I can
Yes,
work with
there's
that?
A listen, you can have
Keep
and at
quiet,
the listen.
Ollie.
And especially for you at the end of your exam, I'm going to make sure I have some dark chocolate available for you. I'm going to make sure. I'm not kidding, because at the end of all of our exams, we make sure we have treats. This year we had local treats. So I'm going to...
Listen, people of Barbados, it's a darn good thing that this is not being seen visually.
No, seriously, I'm going to make sure I have chocolate for you. But why
I say
so?
I contact with you, Kelly.
Yeah, because there's poetry.
It has to be dark.
No, there are subjects in the area of drama and communication where there's poetry. There is also public speaking and oral communication.
That's good. So, well, what I will say right now, and I'll put on the hat now as a member of the executive of poetry, I think we need to have a conversation.
Sure. Love to.
Because one of the things that we are looking to do within poetry itself is that we are looking to try to start get sessions set up for the spoken word artists. You know, because we recognize, even from the shows that we've had and seeing some other artists perform, yes, there are those that know how to do it. The ones who've gone into NIFCA, they've had their coaching, they've gotten their medals. But some others, you know, it is not only about the it's not only about the breath control and things like that, but also the etiquette of being an artist within a performance. You know, and it is, and honestly for me, it is those things that I get real OCD about. You know, it's like, come on, man.
You know, stage skills and the stage presence. Communication is.
I'm glad that you've coined that term because that is a term that I'm going to move forward with. Stage skills. That is vital because that is what keeps that level of professionalism up there. And that, when people see that, it's like, yeah, you know, this isn't a bashment thing. This is a serious event. Yes, you're going to have fun when you come here, but you know that when you pay your money at the door, that the level of the quality of the performers that are going to be on stage, you will never know when they miss a beat, miss a cue, you're not supposed to see any of that.
It's funny, you mentioned before about people who make it look easy.
Yeah.
They make it look easy, or it looks easy because they've done the work.
They've done the work.
And if you do the work, the nerves are so much less, and it looks, and like you say, they might make mistakes, but they know how to get out of mistakes people noticing, and it's those skills.
So, ladies, we have chatted just about for half an hour, and I'm not running you. You're still staying there, rooted to the seat, laughing with me. Okay, you see, I promise not to laugh like this, but you know, this
it's
is such
beautiful.
A happy occurrence.
It's beautiful. Don't stop because it's who you are. Laugh,
you
belly full.
You know, hear her laugh, you belly full.
Listen, man. I'm not gonna get too involved. I'm gonna be honest with you.
Yes, please.
If you love dark chocolate, you love dark chocolate. It's simple.
You know you're outnumbered, by the way.
Okay? It seems that way.
You want to take in a song by Kelly then?
Yeah, actually, ladies and gentlemen, we will now have, for your listening pleasure, I don't know which song it is, but it will surprise us, and we're gonna hear a bit of a rendition from Kelly. Take it away, Ollie.
As the day turns into night, and you're by yourself, and you feel like there's no tried everything under the sun. There is something you're leaving out, and it's deep within your heart. You just got to believe. Look ahead and you will see. Believe, believe. You
absolutely gorgeous voice of Kelly Cadogan with a beautiful, inspirational, and positive song called Believe.
Yes, yes, yes. I just said yes, didn't I? Yes. Well, I told you. So if you've never heard her before, now you have. And now you can go and search her out. And the music is so, so, so soothing. Anyway, let's get back to the laughter. Right. So yeah, you should see her. She's here giggling. It's too cute, really. I mean, like, I don't know how Ollie is managing with all of this aura and this energy and this infectiousness that's wafting over the studio.
I'm just being professional.
Oh yeah. That's all. With the dark chocolate. Anyway. You know, I think the public of Barbados is going to be wondering, why do they, what happened? So yes. Wait, Cadbury sponsoring the show or what? No, not really.
You would have had to be at the yes. show to have heard the performance yes. called Delectable yes. by Cher Antoinette. And boy, oh boy, you would have heard it. And it was a lot of fun, Cher. In all honesty, that was a lot of fun. You got great response from the crowd, as I said. And it was a home run.
Yeah.
So congrats. Well,
I was there too, so let me just say.
Really?
I was very much in the audience.
But wait a minute.
I was there,
come
yes.
Come on.
I went with my husband. It was so good. It was so, so, so good.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay, no, I'm embarrassed.
No, you don't need to be. You don't need to be at all. It was, yeah.
Yeah, well, thank you so much, Kelly. Thank you, Ollie.
It's just very interesting because Lou DeBajan is here in the studio with us. He was at the event. I didn't see him. He didn't see me.
I don't think
Kelly
he saw anybody.
Was at the event. I didn't see Kelly and her husband. I know she didn't see me. There were a lot of people, so hopefully the next one will be a success.
That, you see, you just gave me the perfect segue to tell everybody about the next show.
Great.
Now, what we have done, and because, you know, the way how we're looking at it is that because this is a new event, this is a new program for us, nothing is really set in stone. What we're doing is taking the feedback from the audience, taking the feedback from the artists as well, mm-hmm. and being able to see how best to be able to format the show. Mm-hmm. So one of the things that we realized, even though we thought it was really unique to say, well, okay, you're bringing poetry on stage back to Barbados on a Thursday, we recognize that, yes, there will be those people who will come on a Thursday, but if we want to expand our base to include more people, right, we decided, well, all right, then we're going to bite the bullet, and we have moved it to a Friday. Yes. Hear that, ladies and gentlemen? Yes. April the 26th, mm-hmm. 8 p.m.,
yes.
Cricket Legends in Fontibel. Doors open at 7. Mm-hmm. $30 at the door. Mm-hmm. Flowing bar. I was told the chicken wings was real good the last time. I ain't getting none though. Nobody buy none for me. Ollie.
I had the samosas and they were lovely. The samosas were very nice.
Right. So we're going to have a full bar. And this time around, we are going to do things a little bit differently because, again, we're going to keep to the two-hour time, but we're going to do things a little bit differently. I'm not going to give away all the surprises because LaShawna, who is actually on vacation in St. Lucia, she's listening. I think she's going to attempt to call in. Don't know if she's actually going to do that. But what we've decided is that this time around, we are going to have a battle.
Mm.
We are not telling you who the battle is going to be between.
Sun Rock can't be in it.
Why Sun Rock can't be in it?
Because he's just in a class by himself.
By himself? Oh, yes. Dear. All right. Well,
but if he is, I'm not going to say that I won't want to see it.
Uh-huh.
But he's just in a class by himself.
This is words from Kelly. It is evident that Sun Rock, if you're listening, Kelly Cadogan is your fan.
Sun Rock is at the Silk Road Music Festival.
That is true.
Where more of the poetry artists are right now performing.
Yes.
Awesome.
Thank you for reminding me about that, Ollie. Silk Road Music Festival, which is going on right now at Sweet Manor in just around there by Ford's Road. We did a bit of a collab with the Silk Road people, Priyanka, Ms. Devani. Some of our poetry artists are there. Dale the poet is there. Malachi is there. Zoe is hosting a segment. I think she's singing as well there as well. Mm-hmm. And there is Sunrock there and Ruby Tech there. Mm-hmm. So you understand what we're talking about when we say that we are... I'm not saying that we're the first in Barbados to do this. I wouldn't want to go on the record to say that. I would have to check my facts. But it is evident that the momentum is building. The momentum is building. We do have, like, there are usually a lot of events going on, like, with NCF and BTMI and other places, and they want to have spoken word. Mm-hmm. And what tends to happen is that there are probably about a handful or two handfuls of artists that they're going to pull from all of the time, mm-hmm. right? Nothing wrong with that. Okay, but what we're trying to do is that the stage and the opportunity that we are providing for those who aren't well known, okay, we now are getting some of them to push out there and to be able to have larger audiences. And what will probably, hopefully happen, some of those audience members who are presently at the Silk Road Festival, hopefully they will hear that Poetry Barbados is having their next event on April 26th at 8 p.m. at Cricket Legends. Mm-hmm. And they can come on through.
Yes.
You know? So getting back to our lineup, as I said, we're looking to have a battle. We are not going to confirm yet who the members of the battle are. We may have more than one battle. But we are going to do it in a way such that whoever wins, they will get trophies. We actually want to be able to give an award for the effort. And talking about awards, one of the things that the Poetry Barbados we decided was going to be a standard and a stalwart situation for us. We're of the opinion that poets and creatives should not only be honored after the transition.
Agreed.
We think that they should be honored while they're still here, alive and kicking, mm-hmm. and can still say a few words. Mm-hmm. Okay? So we instituted the Poetry Barbados Griot Award. Mm-hmm. And the very first award was given to who I consider as the master griot. This is just my opinion and my perspective. And this is Adrian Green. The first award was given to Adrian Green when we did the event on February 29th, which mm-hmm. is our first show. The last show, mm-hmm. we gave two awards. One was to DJ Simmons, mm-hmm. yeah. and we surprised his wife, Empress Zynga, with her award. We gave two griot awards because they are really cornerstones for a lot of the poetry and spoken word mm-hmm. that's going on in Barbados. And you saw what I did there. Going on is their package that they produce. And they showcase artists, and they have, that is like our Oscars in a sense, yeah. because every year the public gets to vote for, you know, the different levels of performer, and they get awards and so on and so forth. So we presented them with their award. It was really hilarious because Zynga had no idea that she was getting it. And that's a clip that's kind of almost viral on Instagram at the moment, where she complained. She said, well, y'all ain't tell me nothing. I come up here and I even get my nails done. I ain't even put on the lashes, you know. And all DJ in the corner is hollering, but you're still too sweet.
Yes. You know? That was so good.
So it's brilliant. I think what happens with us on stage as well. Yes, there is a script, but we know how to be flexible. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what makes it so much fun. And it's really exhilarating. I mean, I've been asked to be MC twice. And it's like, seriously? That's what you want me to do? Okay. All right. You know, there are certain things you can't really research. You know, you kind of just have to say a silent prayer, pray, be washed by the divine, and go along up the stage and hope you don't trip.
Yeah.
You know, but you know, that's really good. So this time we are also presenting another Griot Award. We are not telling you who that's going to be yet either. You have to come to the show to see that. And as far as our lineup is concerned, what we are doing this time around, we are, some of the artists from the last two shows are going to take a bit of a rest. We are going to bring up some newer ones, some younger ones. Mm-hmm. And we also have, this is where the integration comes in. There's a spoken word artist called Prophet from Antigua. Nice. He's going to be part of our lineup. So it's like we what started to happen as well is that we've started to get messages and calls and emails from people literally all over the world.
Beautiful.
Asking if they can collaborate and be a part of the show, you know. So we know that this is something that can really blossom. And before I go too far in, I think it's going to be very important to just say to everyone, we want to really thank our sponsors. And I just want to basically tell you who the sponsors are, because I think it's important to do so. Our title sponsor is Cricket Legends at Fontibelle. We also have Cupid Productions. Cupid Productions deals with our videography. AccuSounds, they were brilliant for us with the song for the show, especially since we literally had a live band there for the last show, and that worked really well. C12 Wearable Art, and pretty much that's me. That's my jewelry line. And we also want to thank our sponsors in VOB 92.9, Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme, because they have given us a platform to be able to speak about poetry and let poetry become a household name. Mm-hmm. It's just like with art. There's a segment of Barbados that feels that they don't deserve art, or they can't own art, or they can't, you know, enjoy art. No, that's not the situation anymore. You know, there's one good thing that Instagram and these platforms have done is that they have brought a lot of information to us. We gotta use filters to get through the good and shift out the bad, but you know, we really have more opportunity access now, and access than we had before. And talking about social media, all right, I need to say this now, people. Oh dear, let me start with TikTok. No, personally, I don't have TikTok, but my PR person, who is Lashana, and PR for the group, you know, we're all over the different platforms of social media. There are some reels that we have put out with certain things. Ollie keeps talking about Delectable. Well, that was me. But the first show, we had Dale the Poet, and he has this piece, I Am an Addict. Basically, it's a poem about being addicted to old women, mature women. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I kind of had to put the fan in front of my face that day. But in no time at all, that poem went viral. And to date on TikTok, it's had almost 25,000 views on TikTok. Last show, we had Ray with Search Warrant, which was absolutely brilliant. And right now, he is trending the highest of all of us on TikTok at almost 29,000 views in 30 days. And Ashley and Lashana are at 17,100. Ariel Hamilton is at 10,300. She did a very wonderful piece about ideal body, about, you know, body positivity and so on. And I guess we can't leave out yours truly, right, Ollie?
What about Malachi? How much is he at?
Unfortunately, I don't have a thing here for Malachi, but I promise I will try to get that, so at least you can have that information. But yours truly here, TikTok. 24,000. And I'm like, seriously, people? Y'all ain't got nothing bad to do? But no, I should say. But it's hilarious. And I'm going, are you serious? And some of the comments, oh my goodness. You know, I need to let the public know they're talking about a chocolate bar. You know, the comments, it's like, who mother is that? You know, Auntie Wiling. You know, it's like, seriously? Okay, all right, okay, we will. It's hilarious. Right, and on Instagram, we're also trending as well. You know, like Deo for his Monadic, he has over 25,000 views. My Delectable is at 12,000 views. And I'm like, okay, so let's see how we're going to top all of that for the next show.
Yay.
Let's see how we're going to top that for the next show. But I will let y'all know, for the next show, Cher Antoinette will not be doing those pieces.
Really?
Look how sad Ollie looks over there in the corner. Y'all should see this for yourself.
I'll still be there to support.
You're an avid supporter. And Kelly, I was told that you follow our page on poetry.
Most definitely.
Wonderful. Because on Instagram, our handle is at Poetry Barbados, which is P-O-E-T-R-E-E Barbados. And on TikTok, it is Poetry Barbados. Basically same thing. And pretty much once you put in Poetry Barbados on any social media platform, you'll be able to find us. Mm-hmm. Right? So Ollie, where are we at now? Because I have one request of Kelly. Yes. First I would like to say I really am very appreciative of what you're doing. Thank for you. Those in Barbados who want to, as I said, live their dream, mm-hmm. you yeah, know, have an absolutely. Avenue to be able yeah. to pursue that. Mm-hmm. And Emma, I really hope this is not your last visit to Barbados. And
so do I.
Yes.
Oh, it's you know, really
we're going to share emails yeah, and WhatsApp yeah, and so on, super, so that at least absolutely. You can see what we're doing yes. here as well. And we any advice that you were willing to give to our artists, you know, we would want to be able to have that.
Oh, yeah.
And what I will ask of Kelly, if she is so minded, because we're getting to the end of our program before Ollie signs us off, I would like to know if you can grace us with your beautiful voice live for the Barbadian public.
Oh, certainly. I just asked the question of... do you have a preference?
No.
Surprises. Style, jazz, yeah. gospel, does it matter?
It doesn't really matter.
Okay. All right. Here we go.
When you call my name, I know I'll never be the same.
The song is called Inside and Out.
Okay.
It's the kind of joy, the one you hope for all your life. Then you wrap me up into your arms, keeping me warm. And whenever I have fallen down, you're there to pick me up every time. Your love is so amazing, you're changing me inside and out. Lord, fill me with your glory so I can never do without. Oh, inside and out. Oh, inside and out. Oh, oh.
Yeah. Wow.
Thank you
so much, Kelly. Thank you
You're
so
welcome.
Much,
You're welcome. And thanks for
Eva.
Having us as well,
yeah,
too.
Thank you.
Ollie?
Well, it's just about all the time. So what I'm going to ask you to do is, you know, wrap up with your guests and also everybody give as much contact information for the millions and millions of people listening who I'm sure want to get in contact with each of you.
Okay, right. So what we're going to do now, we will just give the contact information for your your organization and so on. So you can go first, Kelly, and then Ema, unless you're doing it together.
Yeah, sure. Okay. So the information to contact East Point Productions, Inc. with relation to London College of Music exams, you can give us an email at eastpointproexams@gmail.com. You can also visit the website www.eastpointproductions.com. East Point Productions is also on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. And if you're interested in following the music for Kelly Cadogan, you can also find Kelly Cadogan Music on Instagram as well as YouTube. And you will get all the information. Send us a message. Either of those pages, you'll be able to get all the information you're looking for.
Wonderful. Yeah. And Ema, is there anything as it relates to the London College of Music, or we will go through East Point Productions for that?
Go through East Point Productions, definitely. Yeah. Okay. Any type of music you're interested in, jazz, classical, pop, musical theatre, anything, it's all catered for, and go through Kelly, East Point Productions.
Okay, wonderful. That's brilliant. Well, as far as Poetry Barbados is concerned, for us, it is Poetry Barbados, and once you type that in, you'll be able to reach us on Instagram, Facebook, as well as TikTok. And the email address is poetrybarbados@gmail.com. And yeah.
Can you spell out that poetry for us, please?
Oh, yes. It is P-O-E-T-R-E-E Barbados, all one word.
So different to the normal.
Yes, spell. It's very different to the normal word poetry. And, you know, we just constantly want to keep moving forward. We've had our situation right now is that we're doing a lot of firsts. Like, we gave the first Griot Award. The first female to accept the Griot Award was Empress Zenga. And also, let me say this. At the Silk Road Music Festival that's going on, this is the first time I'm told that you have such a selection of poets and that type of artistry in a major music festival going on in Barbados. So it's a lot of firsts, and we're very, very proud. We're very, very proud of our artists. And yeah, you know, just keep it locked, and we are going to be here. Hopefully we'll be here again next week, Saturday. Ollie, if he doesn't lock the door.
No, I'll be here. So I'm sure you'll come with Sluggy. And
yes, yeah. You know, I think it'll probably be really cool with Sluggy.
Yeah. You had a good time, sure, Antoinette?
Yes, I had a brilliant time, and you still have not forked out the chocolate. But we can talk about that.
Well, you know, when I came to Barbados in 1984... You know, my mother's what they'll call white, although there are no white people, because there's nobody that looks this color.
This is true. This is so true.
My dad is what they'll call black, but there are no black people.
Exactly.
There's nobody this color.
Yeah.
So in Barbados, unfortunately, Cher, I'm known as a red chocolate.
Oh. Oh, dear. All right. Well, I guess that means I need to amend the piece. We'll see what can happen for next
week. This is your debut on Bayesian Rhythm and Ryan.
Yes,
it is. I'm pretty sure you'd have a lot of fans eagerly looking forward to your next performance and just waiting for the date to come and see you.
April 26th. Cricket Legends, 8 p.m. Doors open at 7, and it's $30 at the door. And come on down, everybody. We'll be more than happy to see you and give you a good evening of entertainment.
And ma'am, before we go, I just want to ask you a question. This is to Ema. Did I pronounce your name right?
Yep.
I'm just looking on the internet for anybody who's been listening to the program. If they go onto the internet for the London College of Music, they can check it out. But we also have Kelly's website. Kelly, can you please give us that information once again?
Sure. www.eastpointproductions.com. And you can also find East Point Productions on Instagram or Facebook. Feel free to send us a message and we'll be happy to chat with you.
And as you heard the lady say, this is for anybody. This is for anybody, any kind of instrument.
Yeah, but lots and lots of instruments are covered, and ensembles as well, actually. We're hoping to have a couple of bands enter next time. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, really good, really exciting stuff. Yeah.
Barbadians, be sure to contact Kelly Cadogan. Cher, all yours to wrap up, ma'am.
Okay, people, we've had an hour, a little over an hour with Bayesian Rhythm and Rhyme, and it was a brilliant hour. We had two excellent guests here. We were just laughing, and the aura in the room was fantastic. And I want to thank Sluggy, and I want to thank Ollie for allowing me to host the show this afternoon, and hopefully it won't be the last time. So enjoy the rest of your night, people, and keep it locked to VOB 92.9.
And to take us out of Bayesian Rhythm and Rhyme, here is Kelly Cadogan with Emerton.
You tell me to forget that my grandmother was born. Right, hey, so, all right, I say I shall go. You tell me to forget, it is here I want my own children to grow. All right, I say I shall go. But I hope you understand how I feel about Emerton, my homeland. You know it's true that I will never forgive you, because look at what you do to my Emerton. You bring bulldozers and push down the houses, so all right, I say I shall go, go, go. You tell me to forget that you bring bulldozers and push down the houses, so all right, I say I shall go. But I hope you understand how I feel about Emerton, my homeland, my homeland, my homeland. And I hope you know it's true that I will never forgive you, because look at, look at what you do. To my Emerton. To my Emerton.